Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scare Track podcast, sponsored by yours truly, Scare Queen. You can download my debut album right now. Just search Scare Queen on Spotify, iTunes, or Amazon Music right after this episode. The Scare Track podcast is the first UK podcast dedicated to the UK scare attraction and haunted house industry. But beware. These foolish mortals sometimes have potty mouths and an insane, vivid imagination. So listen with caution. All views expressed are those of the individual host and not necessarily the views of Scare Track, their guests, or their associates.
Scare Track Podcast.
So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hey guys, you just heard a small snippet of the Scare Queen song, Hope is Love. Hang around to the end of the show where you'll be able to hear that song in full. Thank you once again to Scare Queen for being the sponsor of the Scare Track podcast during this Halloween period. You're listening to Scare Track. Hello and welcome to this special episode of the Scare Track podcast. We are giving you some on-location audio from Fear at Avon Valley. Now, the reason this is a slightly special episode is because we weren't actually able to visit during the run of Fear at Avon Valley on their select nights. Unfortunately, we've just been too busy this year, and we just couldn't get 3 hours down south to be able to visit. We were either at other events or working at our normal boring jobs. So luckily, the really cool guys at Fear at Avon Valley were happy for us to come along on a sort of preview night, a rehearsals night, to check out their attractions. We've got Phobia, we've got Purgatory, we've got Anarchy Live, and we've got the brand new attraction, The Fourth. What is The Fourth? Well, make sure you listen to the end of the show to find out. So guys, without further ado, let's take you back to the on-location episode when we went for the dress rehearsal night at Fear at Avon Valley. Hello guys, right then, we are here at Fear at Avon Valley. Now we're here a couple of nights before it officially opens. Because we've got such a busy Halloween period, unfortunately myself and Hannah won't be able to come and visit the event in its entirety. Sean may be able to come, but you're not too sure yet, are you?
I'm not, no. But it's nice that I'm here today with you guys.
Yeah, totally. So it's good to see Sean. So the very, very nice people at UV and Fear at Avon Valley, Jade, Seven Sam, have been kind enough to invite us here during their sort of preview actor training run. So the actors have started today. They've been training the last few weeks, actually. And we're going to be their guinea pigs for this evening. We're going to go through the three attractions. So we've got Anarchy Live, we've got Purgatory, and we've got Phobia. So we're going to go through all those attractions, and we might just have a sneak peek of The Fourth as well. Brand new attraction. What is The Fourth? Guys,
no one knows.
I'd like to make out that it's probably the best marketing campaign of a scare attraction I've ever seen.
Absolutely. I really think it is. Like, I can't, I honestly can't remember any event that I've gone to not knowing the name of a maze or what it's about.
And like, also,
we don't even know the theme.
Yeah, but also the hype that it's created online.
What is it?
What is The Fourth?
I need to know.
Well, hopefully we'll know a little bit later. So we're going to go through Phobia, Purgatory, and Anarchy Live, and then maybe a sneak peek
of the fourth.
Maybe. Who knows?
So, but we'd like to say thank you so much to the guys at UVE, Fear at Avon Valley, for letting us have this early sort of view anyone
such
else.
Amazing opportunity.
We really, really do appreciate it. So, guys, we will see you in a little bit. Join us for the ride.
Right then, guys, we have just got into the queue line for Purgatory, our first attraction, and there's some queue line entertainment. And this is just a sort of preview dress rehearsal night that we were lucky enough to come on. And already, some of this street theatre is the best we've seen. Hello.
Hello, my dear. What is your name?
My name's Mikey.
Mikey? Oh, my third eye is not working well today. Oh, forgive me. Children!
Yes.
Why are you calling my name and not getting me palm?
Right then, guys, we are now going through Purgatory. No escape. Join us for the ride.
Seen a nice gentleman like yourself come through in quite a while. Come with me, sir.
Thank you.
If you would just like to line up against the wall. Safety in numbers now. Right then, guys, we just come out of Purgatory and No Escape, and wow, if this is dress rehearsal night, then God help you when you come on official nights. That was intense.
It's crazy to see, like we said, this is just like rehearsal night, so, you know, the people are in there still reading their scripts, well, in terms of the...
The safety speech. And they're still learning what scares, what doesn't...
But the actors were insane. Top form, like... I mean, I don't know about you, Hara, but I was
terrified in that maze.
I screamed the whole way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. Obviously, there's going to be a couple of spoilers here, but there's some moments of pitch black darkness. You get split up. It's very there's an interrogation scene in there. They weren't happy, as you heard, that I had a recording device. They were not happy about that.
Telling them your name in this maze is a very bad idea.
Yeah, don't tell them your name and just do what they say.
Literally, do what they say. That was awesome. The last time I went through this was 2 years ago. There are some sort of changes, some new scenes and such. It was beautiful inside, very well themed. A scene where anywhere else you'd think there'd be one or two actors here. There's actors everywhere in that maze.
Definitely.
It was awesome. Right, guys, we're going to go to our next attraction now. Not too sure what it is yet, but we just want to say thanks to the Fear at Avon Valley guys and UVE.
It's such an amazing opportunity.
To be able to come here when there's only sort of a select few friends and family. It was awesome. Oh, we're going to get terrorised by Frank the Clown. Yeah.
Frank
the Clown, you okay?
You're all right there.
Hello. I love this. The fact that it's just preview sort of night for us, and they've got all the street theatre out.
Oh, I think they will show a game.
Oh, we don't want to play a game.
Oh.
What game shall we play?
Who wants to play a game? He's looking at us scary. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Right. If we're still alive, we're going to go through the next attraction. See you in a bit. Ah!
I smell.
Right then, guys, we're now going through to Anarchy Alive.
Wonderful! You're here! Come on through! Come on through! 18 killed already tonight. Can you believe it? All caught live on camera.
Here's the
voice. Come on through. Oh, love this car. Very close. Off you go. Enjoy your life whilst you can. Hello, lovely. You're
alright,
okay.
Thank you.
We will
spin three. Right then, guys, we have just come out of Anarchy Alive, and wow. Basically, if there's any other scare attraction listening to this audio and you want to create a free-flowing attraction and to do it properly and correctly, Anarchy Live is definitely the one to check out.
I mean, you just have to ask Hannah.
Anna, who's Anna?
It's kind of ask Hannah.
Hannah, I didn't see you. We got in the near enough the second room, which is very strobey and very dark. You couldn't see where you're going. We were totally...
God,
all four of us were split
soaked.
Up.
He's spraying them all. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a clown spraying people. But, yeah, the
that was awesome. I love the sort of idea that it's a like a Hunger Games, Running Man sort of really studio.
What I really thought stood out this year was the whole idea that you're going into like an arena. An arena that's a game show, and you have to kind of kill to survive. And it says, like, reading the quotes around the maze, it says, you know, there's no winners, just survivors. And everything like that. And I think they've really hit the nail on the head with the linear, with the free flow maze, like you said.
It was perfect. We were split up. I love the fact that you go through the production area, then you go through costuming, and then you are in the arena. It was awesome. And the ending, you're like stuck in little paddocks, and obviously, as you heard, chainsaw at the end. Like I say, spoilers.
You can hear it.
I was also. We visited Anarchy a few years ago. Although we enjoyed it then, it was a more linear attraction, a linear strobe maze, basically. But now that is something that's really incredible. It was just simple but effective. But like I say, free flow maze is, I think, of the future. We don't want conga lines. We don't want hands on shoulders. We want to be able
to just
free
adds
flow
to the atmosphere,
and the realism.
Like the end of Anarchy Live, without giving anything away, there was a lot of misdirection. So there was lots of people pushing you to what you thought was the exit, and it was not the exit.
A little bit of touching as well.
A guy directed me with his chainsaw to a door twice, and I fell for it twice, and that door just sent me around in a circle and back to him. Bastard.
But yeah, it was really awesome. Anarchy Live, that was great. Right, we are going to do Phobia. Now, this was my favourite attraction 2 years ago when I visited, so I'm excited to visit Phobia. And then it's time for the fourth. What is the fourth?
What is the fourth?
Right then, guys, we are now going through Phobia.
Remember to obey all safety instructions during your visit.
I am 6572. Please remain calm.
Oh god.
secondary system backup
generator. Right then, guys, we just come out of Phobia, which was one of my favourite attractions 2 years ago. We couldn't get here last year, like we said earlier. It's already up there as one of my faves. Actually, all three of these attractions so far have been... They're more intense than anywhere else, I think. They're not extreme. Don't get too confused. We've spoken about this endless... They're not extreme. You're not getting tied up. You're not getting gagged. They're more intense. Yeah. More touching. Far darker than any other maze I've been in. The strobes are more intense. Those strobes in that white room...
Yes,
were the most intense strobes I've ever seen.
I think it's because it was the white walls, the strobe lights. It just really... And also because it was smoky.
Yeah.
Like, that fucked with your head.
Yes, it really did. It was incredible. Hannah, you had some screams as well, especially in that last pitch black room. We went round like three or four times, just couldn't find
absolute
a way out.
Absolute pitch black, trying to lead that room, and all of a sudden there's an actor in front of me, and she just switches a torch on under her chin. So simple. Scared me shitless.
Yeah. Also, talking of simple scares... I don't want to give it away. Should we give it away? You know, like the corridor that we walked through. Let's just say there's a new scene in there that definitely wasn't featured last year. And you literally walk through this corridor and it's very subtle as to what's on either side of you, but it's shit scary and one of them might be alive kind of thing.
Oh, I took me till now to realise what you're about.
Even I still don't know.
Do you still
about.
Not know
where... I don't. At the beginning. Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot about that. Yes, there's a scene where it's so, yeah, like you say, so subtle that when you see it, you can't help but see it and go, holy hell, that was scary. Yeah. Yes.
And I think what it is, because your eyes are just adjusting to the darkness, so you go from a light room into a dark room, and then when you're walking in the dark room and you realise what you're walking into or kind of down through... You're like, oh my god, what the fuck is on either side of me? That just shit me up.
I agree.
You know what? I've realised how little swearing have been in these podcasts until we've had
Sean back.
I've tried to make it less sweary during the Halloween.
Swear box.
He is. Pounding a bar and jarvis.
I think anyone that's listening enjoys a bit of a swear word.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
apart from the C word, which is Christmas. And we're not allowed to
say
Christmas.
Talk about Christmas. And we do have that little E in the corner. So people know we're not allowed to not swear. You have no idea what I'm on about. The little E on the thing is supposed to
show up, drink and get scared. You do everything else.
I do all the hard stuff. Right, we're procrastinating. Either way, Phobia, amazing. All three attractions now. It's time for the fourth.
What
is the fourth?
Guys, I'm actually really surprised. Like, you know, we're the first, you know, UK... attraction podcast to go through this attraction. So.
I think we're going to be the first ever. That didn't make any sense, Sean.
No, but you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying. I think we're going to be the first ever members of the public to go through this attraction, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So! Look who it is again!
Oh, this is the guy that said about some glory holes featuring in.
You were me. Yeah. Me to take you to that yard and slit your throat?
No, I'm a fine.
No.
Bye.
And the funniest thing is, are we still recording?
Yeah.
The funniest thing is, when he said, "What am I looking for?" and he turned around and said, "You looking for the glory holes?" I said, "No, I'm not." And then he touched my pocket, and obviously I've got my phone and wallet in there, and he goes, "What's that in your wallet?" And I said, "I'm just pleased to see you." And I thought that was really funny.
Kevin and bum.
Okay. Well, obviously, so you don't find it funny.
I need to add that sound effect in. So, right, that's it. It's time to now go to the fourth. What is the fourth? Right then, guys. You might be able to hear some shouting in the background, some background music. We are here. We're finally doing it.
We're
in the queue for the fourth. What is the fourth?
I mean... Yeah, it's so surreal because there's not, like, it doesn't even say, like, we're here. Like, it's just, we're at an attraction.
And there's no sign above it. There's no, like, there's sort of a facade, but no I'm not explaining exactly what it is. It's still...
It's the first time we've ever been through an attraction that doesn't have a name hanging above, like, the door to the queue. There's, like, there's no name. We still don't know what it's called. We're about to go into the doors, and we don't know what it's called, and we don't know what it's about, we don't know what the theme is. Like, it's literally blowing my mind.
It's the best marketing structure I've seen of a scare attraction. So fair play to the UVE and Fear at Avon Valley team there. Right, okay, I think that's it. We are... ready.
Oh, we're heading in.
To go in into the fourth. What is the fourth? Fourth. And there we go, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to our on-location audio from Fear at Avon Valley. As you heard, we had an awesome time in Phobia, Purgatory, and Anarchy Live. And I hope that the audio worked during the fourth run-through. I think we had a few technical difficulties there. Who knows? What is the fourth? So let's leave you at the end of that show. Thank you so much for listening once again, guys. Like we say, if you want to interact with us, contact us. Best thing is to join us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. Just search for ScareTrack on all those platforms. Or you can email us direct, scaretrack@gmail.com. Once again, we'd like to say thank you so much to Fear at Avon Valley and the UVE team. We really do appreciate that you were able to sneak us in a couple of days before you open, just so we can actually visit your event and cover your event on the podcast. And we are so, so happy we got to visit. We had an amazing time. Some really, really solid attractions at Avon Valley. Guys, get your tickets now for Fear at Avon Valley. It's www.fearavonvalley.com. Nice and easy. FearAvonValley.com. It's down in Bristol. It's awesome, guys. It really is an event where all their attractions, like we said earlier, they're really intense. They don't mind moving you around a little bit, touching you. They don't mind you being in pitch black. The strobes, the smoke. Every room that should have a scare element in does. And the actors were really on point, not only in the attractions but also out of the attractions, their street team as well. And this was on a rehearsal night, guys. Imagine what they're like now during the actual run. Definitely get down Fear at Avon Valley, www.fearavonvalley.com. So then, guys, that brings us to the end of the show. We still got loads of stuff coming up for you, so stick with us. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere that you find your podcast, guys. Tell your friends, subscribe, it really does help us out. We're also pushing our YouTube channel. You may have noticed that every place we are visiting is getting a video montage of what the atmosphere is like at that event. Head over to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. Again, just search ScareTrack. Subscribe, like, follow on Twitter, join us on Snapchat. Just join in the fun over the Halloween period, guys. So, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you on the next episode. See you later, guys. I'll leave you now with Scare Queen with the song Hope Is Love. Enjoy. Something you